you, Chair. Well, gracias, Presidente.
Thank you, Chair. I keep forgetting we have interpretation available. Perhaps you might help me with the screen, go up to the beginning of G and the target G. Thank you. I agree with what our colleague Andrew has explained, saying that we need to have two different approaches because that's the mandate that we have for target G. Now, I could go along with either option. We could have G1 and various indents where we describe what we need to measure and assess. Or we could have different indicators relating to the various aspects of early warning systems, as others have said. Now, I understand that with G2 and G4, we're pretty well covered as far as early warnings are concerned. I understand the idea of G6 out, as suggested. However, I must say that not all countries at the sub-national or local level do provide this information. Generally, information is provided through a central or national level. And these are countries that have a constant risk of large-scale disasters. So I think the solution for G, the solution could be G5, number of countries that have multi-hazard disasters. So we should include the word disasters, risk assessment, and information that is accessible
and usable and in an usable format. And stop there. Y parar ahí.
And we should leave it there after usable format.
National se eliminaría si.
If colleagues agree, of course, we can delete national.
Thank you, Alejandro. Colleagues, please pay very careful attention because this